The Great Being saith, the heaven of divine wisdom is illumined with the two luminaries of consultation and compassion. Take ye counsel together in all matters, inasmuch as consultation is the lamp of guidance which leadeth the way, and is the bestower of understanding. Baha'u'llah. The Great Being saith, the heaven of divine wisdom is illumined with the two luminaries of consultation and compassion. Take ye counsel together in all matters, inasmuch as consultation is the lamp of guidance which leadeth the way, and is the bestower of understanding. Baha'u'llah. No welfare and no well-being can be attained except through consultation. Baha'u'llah. No welfare and no well-being can be attained except through consultation. Baha'u'llah. Consultation bestoweth greater awareness and transmuteth conjecture into certitude. It is a shining light which, in a dark world, leadeth the way and guideth. For everything there is and will continue to be a station of perfection and maturity. The maturity of the gift of understanding is made manifest through consultation. Baha'u'llah. Consultation bestoweth greater awareness and transmuteth conjecture into certitude. It is a shining light which, in a dark world, leadeth the way and guideth. For everything there is and will continue to be a station of perfection and maturity. The maturity of the gift of understanding is made manifest through consultation. Baha'u'llah. Settle all things, both great and small, by consultation. Without prior consultation, take no important step in your own personal affairs. Abdu'l-Bahá. Settle all things, both great and small, by consultation. Without prior consultation, take no important step in your own personal affairs. Abdu'l-Bahá. The question of consultation is of the utmost importance, and is one of the most potent instruments conducive to the tranquility and felicity of the people. For example, when a believer is uncertain about his affairs, or when he seeketh to pursue a project or trade, the friends should gather together and devise a solution for him. He, in his turn, should act accordingly. Likewise in larger issues, when a problem ariseth, or a difficulty occurreth, the wise should gather, consult, and devise a solution. They should then rely upon the one true God, and surrender to His providence, in whatever way it may be revealed, for divine confirmations will undoubtedly assist. Consultation, therefore, is one of the explicit ordinances of the Lord of mankind. Abdu'l-Bahá. The question of consultation is of the utmost importance, and is one of the most potent instruments conducive to the tranquility and felicity of the people. For example, when a believer is uncertain about his affairs, or when he seeketh to pursue a project or trade, The friends should gather together and devise a solution for him. He, in his turn, should act accordingly. Likewise in larger issues, when a problem ariseth, or a difficulty occurreth, the wise should gather, consult, and devise a solution. They should then rely upon the one true God, and surrender to his providence, in whatever way it may be revealed, for divine confirmations will undoubtedly assist. Consultation, therefore, is one of the explicit ordinances of the Lord of mankind. Abdu'l-Bahá. The purpose of consultation is to show that the views of several individuals are assuredly preferable to one man, even as the power of a number of men is of course greater than the power of one man. Abdu'l-Bahá. The purpose of consultation is to show that the views of several individuals are assuredly preferable to one man, even as the power of a number of men is of course greater than the power of one man. Abdu'l-Bahá. With proper consultation, some method is sure to be found. There is no need to wait until an assembly is constituted to start consulting. The view of two earnest souls is always better than one. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. With proper consultation, some method is sure to be found. There is no need to wait until an assembly is constituted to start consulting. The view of two earnest souls is always better than one. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. As you know, Baha'u'llah has ordained that in case of illness we should always consult the most competent physicians. And this is exactly what the Guardian strongly advises you to do. For prayer alone is not sufficient. To render it more effective, we have to make use of all the physical and material advantages which God has given us. Healing through purely spiritual forces is undoubtedly as inadequate as that which materialist physicians and thinkers vainly seek to obtain by resorting entirely to mechanical devices and methods. The best result can be obtained by combining the two processes, spiritual and physical. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. As you know, Baha'u'llah has ordained that in case of illness we should always consult the most competent physicians. And this is exactly what the Guardian strongly advises you to do. For prayer alone is not sufficient. To render it more effective, we have to make use of all the physical and material advantages which God has given us. Healing through purely spiritual forces is undoubtedly as inadequate as that which materialist physicians and thinkers vainly seek to obtain by resorting entirely to mechanical devices and methods. The best result can be obtained by combining the two processes, spiritual and physical. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. Psychiatric treatment in general is no doubt an important contribution to medicine, but we must believe it is still a growing rather than a perfected science. As Baha'u'llah has urged us to avail ourselves of the help of good physicians, Baha'is are certainly not only free to turn to psychiatry for assistance but should, when advisable, do so. This does not mean psychiatrists are always wise or always right. It means we are free to avail ourselves of the best medicine has to offer us. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. Psychiatric treatment in general is no doubt an important contribution to medicine, but we must believe it is still a growing rather than a perfected science. As Baha'u'llah has urged us to avail ourselves of the help of good physicians, Baha'is are certainly not only free to turn to psychiatry for assistance but should, when advisable, do so. This does not mean psychiatrists are always wise or always right, it means we are free to avail ourselves of the best medicine has to offer us. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. Neither you nor your husband should hesitate to continue consulting professional marriage counselors, individually and together if possible, and also to take advantage of the supportive counseling which can come from wise and mature friends. Non-Baha'i counseling can be useful, but it is usually necessary to temper it with Baha'i insight. Written on behalf of the Universal House of Justice. Neither you nor your husband should hesitate to continue consulting professional marriage counselors, individually and together if possible, and also to take advantage of the supportive counseling which can come from wise and mature friends. Non-Baha'i counseling can be useful, but it is usually necessary to temper it with Baha'i insight. Written on behalf of the Universal House of Justice. A Baha'i who has a problem may wish to make his own decision upon it after prayer and after weighing all the aspects of it in his own mind. He may prefer to seek the counsel of individual friends or of professional counselors such as his doctor or a lawyer so that he can consider such advice when making his decision, or in a case where several people are involved, such as a family situation. He may want to gather together those who are affected so that they may arrive at a collective decision. Written on behalf of the Universal House of Justice. A Baha'i who has a problem may wish to make his own decision upon it after prayer and after weighing all the aspects of it in his own mind. He may prefer to seek the counsel of individual friends or of professional counselors such as his doctor or a lawyer so that he can consider such advice when making his decision, or in a case where several people are involved, such as a family situation. He may want to gather together those who are affected so that they may arrive at a collective decision. Written on behalf of the Universal House of Justice.